we could rapidly build that out pretty fast. In the olden days, you know, that might have taken a while, you know, in an hour or 2 hours, depending on how much time you really wanted to research this and how many people you thought were going to be on your buying committee.
All right, welcome to Soundbites. I am Bill Binch with Battery Ventures, and I'm excited to share that I have Scott Edmonds, the founding CRO of Synchery, and someone that I've had the fortune of working with in my past. So, Scott, welcome to the show.
It's so good to be here.
Awesome, man. Well, I think you know the agenda today. What we'd love to hear from you is for you to share a challenge that you recognize inside your business. Tell us what AI tools you use to be able to tackle that challenge. And then if it's possible, if there was any way that you measured the impact of what that did, was it took a manual workflow and made it automated. It took a person out of the flow. It brought you lift in your business. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear what you've got.
Yeah, happy to. There's one set of principles that we think about for each tool that we use here too, right? Was one, is it easy? You know, can I get something done fast? Right. And then two, did I get a result? And I'll give you one thing of this. I won't call it the vendor, but I did test this one app. It was a very cool app, you know, in terms of it was an interactive voice app that was supposed to connect you to different people. And so you could talk to this bot and say, hey, yeah, I'd like to talk to director plus of IT at, you know, companies in the US that are between 1,000 and 5,000 employees. And the bot would do a bunch of really interesting, like, you know, layered questions on that. Okay, cool. Tell me more why you want that. Tell me this. Great. I think I understand. Let me tell you back what I think you want. And I'd say, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Great. Hey, Scott, I don't have anybody in my network right now, but can I call you when I do? And you're like, okay, great. So, you know, yes, it was an amazing setup. Very easy to use, very intuitive, hard to screw up. Didn't get any result, right? And I think that's just kind of it's less of a problem with the tech. It's more of just, I think it was an early platform that was still building out its network, as you might think about it. So the same sort of a thing, anything that we think about, right? So let's talk about foundational data and summary of information, which I think is a big thing that we use AI for regularly, because there is a lot of complex stuff, even at a Series B company. You know, we have we largely standardize on one platform at HubSpot, you know, using that for CRM and for our marketing system. So all that data is one spot. But, you know, we run our support ticketing our support ticketing is Zendesk, but then we have our Academy, you know, which is on a platform called WorkRamp, which is pretty cool. We use that internally and externally. And then the big, you know, you'll appreciate this given your Pendo background, but like everything, you know, the hard one to do is really product telemetry and getting that intelligently, not only just at the right account, but on the right person. So I know exactly who's doing what and what's, you know, where's my white space, where's my trouble spots, et cetera. And if I stitch all that together, that's a huge amount of manual work and slacking a bunch of people and calling a bunch of people in internal meetings we just don't have to have if we do it right. So product telemetry, call recording, email and calendar, enrichment. Synchery is a data automation platform. So a lot of the stuff is in our bread and butter. So using a number of different enrichment tools, picking phone numbers from a place like Ample Market, which I think is an awesome tool that has great, great, great cell phone data, for example. Cognizant, which has awesome title data and awesome email data. I could start to stitch together a pretty regular, high degree of confidence record that I can then update in all my systems simultaneously. So that's a big one, right? If somebody's opening up a new account, they get a new record, they've had a great discovery call with a potential champion and they need to get everybody else in there, we could rapidly build that out pretty fast. You know, and in the olden days, you know, that might have taken a while, you know, in an hour or 2 hours, depending on how much time you really wanted to research this and how many people you thought were going to be on your buying committee. I think, though, that even though that it takes care of a lot of the manual work, it still bears a lot of final manual inspection before you do anything with it. I've just seen this blow up constantly. You know, I'm on the receiving end of a huge amount of outbound prospecting and can I get a meeting, et cetera. And a lot of it's extremely poor, right? And it's pretty clear that a lot of it's AI, right? Because I don't think anybody manually would do work that poor sometimes. But a little bit of research after you do this counts a lot, right? I mean, my middle initial is H. I keep that in my LinkedIn profile, not because I think it looks cool, but because it's my A+ bot detector. You know, if somebody calls me Scott H, I know that's an instant thing I can confidently flag as spam, for example. Or like, and, on Bill, on your profile, if somebody wrote you and said, hey, I hear you're killing it at Grand Canyon University, et cetera, you kind of know that they haven't really looked at you very carefully, right? And there was something in the enrichment algorithm that picked something up that wasn't quite right. So before I want anybody to do anything with it, and that could be prospecting, that could be a customer council, that could be a renewal conversation, et cetera, I want people to go look at this and really confirm that these things are correct, not only in the system, but before they actually then go interface and do something with it.
Good deal. Now, Scott, didn't you share that you had a very focused forecasting example of how you were engaging with AI?
Yeah, this will be a light plug for Synchrony, of course. But, every I'm going to assume if we're in AI tips and tricks, everybody knows what an MCP server is, I think, at this point. It was invented and promoted by Anthropic primarily, but any SaaS product has one, right? And basically what that means is it's a tool on your SaaS product that you can use to interface with a Claude or a Gemini or et cetera, et cetera. And so what we do, is Synchrony is a data hub. I can plug, the founding thesis of Synchrony is that everybody's running a galaxy of applications and they all have different data that doesn't match. And that's a problem, right? So if you've got 20 CRMs of different brands and a few ERPs and a few data warehouses, I can put them into Synchrony, govern it, create golden records, and then resync them back out to those endpoints. But I still have the master set in that center place where I can do my governance, my data cleanup, my enrichment, and so forth. So what that allows us to do, though, is I can take, all my Pendo data and all my Zendesk data and all my NetSuite updates, et cetera, centralize it and ask it things via Claude, right? Actually, we use Gemini. We've standardized internally on Gemini, for example. But, ask it interesting questions, for example, on hey, talk to me about my top 10 customers, not just my revenue, because that's an easy enough thing to pull, but like by usage, right? By users, by activities executed, right? I'm not going to get access to those systems relatively easy. And getting that stuff reliably into a system like HubSpot, without an intermediary is pretty tricky. So, from a forecasting perspective, I can ask it, just like I'm talking to you right now, I can ask it questions around the reliability of the forecast, risk that it sees, and it could tell me some pretty cool things that I know what to do with, right? Even though I know that this thing is committed at this amount, et cetera, it'll pick through our gong calls. It'll pick through the fact that, my champion might not even be at that company anymore, right? And that is something that slipped off somebody's radar because it's in a different system. So that master data set that allows us to ask the big picture questions on specific forecasting questions is pretty dang cool.
So your challenge was, how do you get a richer data set as mm-hmm. you think about it specific to forecasting your business?
Yes.
And what you're trying, or what you did, was you expanded beyond just the traditional CRM, and you went out to product tools, you went out to finance tools, you went out to support tickets, and you can go see that behavior of the customer before you go and put your forecast down in blood of, this person not having a ton of support tickets and is struggling, or their product usage has dropped off or something like that. Am I hearing that correctly?
100%. Yeah. And I mean, do they pay their bills on time, right? Are their bills outstanding? Things I think, Gong, I think, is a pretty awesome platform for getting most of this stuff, by the way, right? I mean, email, calendar, and phone calls is for new business and frankly for renewals is pretty comprehensive. But, I think getting the additional detail especially for product telemetry and finance activity is a tough one to get for a lot of companies. And that's what we do with that.
That's a great use case. Obviously, I think companies, individuals like us have talked about the customer 360 for years and have struggled with doing that. I love the reference to the golden data set, something I hear about talked all the time. This is a really good overview of a number of areas. I thank you for walking us through this journey that you've been under and for coming on and sharing what you have, for running what you've run. You're always a good supporter, so appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's great to see you, man.
Awesome. Take care.